The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I want to try to give you a leg up over the competition. Of course, if you are an early settler on a platform, you have an advantage over everyone else. If you are one of the first people to capitalize on a new trend or a new feature that's offered by a different social media platform, you also have a leg up and an advantage on everyone else who's lagging behind. You are one of the innovators, or at least one of the first people to use one of these new innovations. And while this isn't going to be an episode telling you what I think the hottest social media of 2021 is going to be, or telling you about some new feature you've never heard of before, what this episode is going to be focused on is giving you some of my predictions with background of things that I think are going to be trending, things that I think are going to happen, and other relevant forecasts that I think are going to be necessary to know and to keep an eye out on for 2021 as you operate your business specifically on Instagram. So these are my 7 predictions for Instagram in 2021. And yes, I shared a very, very abbreviated version of this on my Instagram at the end of December, actually on December 31st. But we're going to go in depth today, and I'm going to break down for you why I think each of these predictions to be true, why I made these predictions, and I'll also give you some statistics to back up some of what I'm saying so that you know it's not just some random opinion that I have because I'm some random guy on the internet. But let's get to it. Number one, the first prediction that I have for Instagram in 2021 is 60-second reels. It's no secret that right now reels are the hottest piece of Instagram. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you have 100 followers or if you have 100,000. Instagram reels are hot. Instagram reels are what's working. Across the board, for the people I work with, we are seeing reels outperform every other kind of post on Instagram. It doesn't matter if it's an IGTV, a carousel, a typical plain old picture on your Instagram feed, reels are doing better. And so that leads me to believe that Instagram is going to continue, first of all, to promote reels, continue to help out the people who are using reels, continue to use reels as a way for you to reach new people through your Instagram account. But also, I see them offering 60-second reels. Another reason that I think Instagram is going to soon be offering 60-second reels is that TikTok already allows you to record 60-second videos. So, of course, it would follow that if reels are a copy of TikTok, that soon reels would also be 60 seconds long. It's also rumored that some accounts on Instagram have already begun the testing phase of using 60-second reels, so that's kind of a clue. You know, if other accounts on Instagram are getting features as a test, it's likely the rest of us are to follow soon. And of course, just like every other social media, Instagram wants to keep us on their platform for as long as possible. So naturally, a 60-second reel is going to keep us on for longer than a 15 or 30-second reel would. So the 60-second reels, I think, is a pretty safe bet that those will be coming sometime in 2021. Number two, and this is a prediction that I think has already been shown to be true in 2020, and that's that people on Instagram are going to be focusing more on stories and less on the feed. I think that already in 2020, our case studies and our research data suggests that people are going to their stories first. When they're opening up Instagram, the first place they're looking is the first thing they're seeing, which is, of course, the top of their feed. And that is, of course, Instagram stories. And so that's the first place people go. And oftentimes, that's where people are spending most of their time. Less and less people, according to our data, are just scrolling endlessly through their feed, and more people are watching stories first and watching stories for longer. So that's why one of my big predictions for 2021 is that Instagram stories are going to be a huge place for you to really connect with your audience, build relationships, sell to your audience, and just really go deeper. I think that if you're missing the mark, you're not posting enough stories, which if you have missed any of the previous episodes where we've said it, We recommend at least 5 Instagram stories per day, but in all reality, you should really be posting more like 10 Instagram stories per day. And if you're a brand or an influencer or you're just a business owner on Instagram, you need to leverage stories because just like Reels, it's where people are on Instagram. More and more, people are spending less time on the feed and more on stories. So I think that stories are going to become a much bigger piece of Instagram marketing in 2021. My third prediction for 2021, and this should be good news for all of us, is that there are going to be more micro-influencer deals and more micro-influencer ads. What that means is brands are learning that just because someone has 3 million followers doesn't mean that they can actually move product and doesn't mean that they're an actual good influencer to work with. What these brands are realizing is that people with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, even just a couple hundred followers actually have a way more engaged audience. Their audience is one that feels that they have a way more relational connection with the person who they follow. So this should be good news if you have less than 50,000 followers, if you haven't reached the 10K swipe up ability yet. Brands, I believe, are going to be more willing and actually even looking to work with you in 2021. But it's important to know your niche, know your unique value, like what specifically can you bring to the table for this brand? And of course, it's really important to continue to foster and build the relationships and the community on your social media, whether that's Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, whatever social media you're on, building the community and making sure that you are engaging with other people more than just you're asking them to engage with you, making sure that you are actually building those relationships. That can lead to much higher engagement rates, and that's really what brands are looking for. I mean, I can give you an example of this. My dog has 1,000 followers on Instagram. Not a huge account, but 1,000 followers on Instagram. And she's already started to make money off of affiliate sales. I never thought I'd be saying this, but my dog is one of my side hustles. My dog is another revenue stream for my fiance and I. She only has 1,000 followers, and in fact, she just hit 1,000 followers today, so she was earning an income before she even got 1,000 followers, and she doesn't even have opposable thumbs. So yes, my third prediction for Instagram in 2021, and this is really applies to all social medias, is that micro-influencing is becoming more powerful, more widespread, and a lot more brands and businesses are going to start spending money on micro-influencer ads. My fourth prediction for Instagram in 2021 is improved searchability. This is something that they already rolled out at the end of 2020 with new ways to find and search for people, accounts, posts, and types of content on Instagram. But now, more than ever, it's going to be really important on Instagram to tag your posts, to add keywords, to make sure that the description of your posts on Instagram very much fit and align with what the actual content is about. Instagram recognizes that, you know, a couple of weeks or even a couple of days after you've posted on Instagram, it's tough for your followers to find that post. Unless your followers are willing to sift through all of the other posts you've made and scroll back through your timeline, you know, your posts just aren't going to get found. They don't have a long shelf life. And so in order to combat that, Instagram is really trying to beef up its searchability, its ability to help you find other people's content and help other people find you as your brand or business owner on Instagram. So improved searchability is something that I think is definitely coming to Instagram already and will only become more and more important on IG in 2021. My fifth prediction for Instagram in 2021, and this one is one that I am praying for, is insights for Reels. As of right now, you can get insights on just about everything else on Instagram. I can see how many people swiped up on my story. I can see how many people shared my post. I can even see how many people discovered my post from the Explore page or from hashtags. You can get some pretty advanced insights for free by switching to a creator or business account on Instagram. But as of right now, there's no insights for Reels. And we want those so bad because, as I said earlier, Reels are popping off. Reels are one of the biggest ways to grow your account right now. But it's just so hard to tell where or how people are finding you through Reels. It's hard to see how many people are saving them or sharing them. You can really only see the number of comments, likes, or views that your Reel has. Besides that, there's no insights. Like, I want to know, how long are people watching my Reels? Are people rewatching my Reel multiple times? How does one Reel compare to another? Currently, there are no insights for Reels on Instagram, but I'm sure they will be offering them soon because they offer us insights on every other piece of content. My prediction is just that Reels were so new and they're in such a rush to release them to the world as TikTok began to blow up in its popularity that Insights are just what's going to follow. Insights are kind of lagging behind the creation of Reels from an Instagram software perspective. So my fifth prediction, and this one is one I'm praying for and one that I'm pretty sure is going to happen, Insights for Reels in 2021. My sixth prediction for Instagram in 2021, and this one has been heavily evidenced in 2020, is a trend towards a more natural looking feed. Hear me now. For a long time, and I believe deservedly so, Instagram has had a really bad rap about having this perfected, photoshopped, overly curated view on life. That the only way to become popular and become an influencer on Instagram is to be pretty and have fake lips and plastic body parts and be wearing a ton of makeup and have the right filters and have this beautiful life and be super rich and wealthy and extravagant and fly on private jets. But I think in 2020, we started to see that like people just weren't into that anymore. People were kind of over it. People were like, listen, I've been stuck at my house for the last 7 months. I don't want to see this fake life. Like, I want what's real. We are seeing what everyone else is doing for real. We're seeing celebrities stuck inside. We're seeing our favorite influencers not able to travel to Bali on a whim like they normally would. So we're all in 2020, at least, we were getting to see the real life. We were getting to see the unedited versions of people's lives for the most part. And I think that we were like, wow, this is refreshing. This is nice. I actually like this authentic view. I like this natural look. I like this unedited picture. I like to see the real people and I want to get to know the real human beings I'm following and build a real connection with them. And I think that's the real benefit of coming across as this real on social media, as being this organic or authentic on social media. It's way easier to build relationships. It's way easier to connect with your audience when you're being your real self rather than when you're trying to live up to Instagram expectations. So my sixth prediction for Instagram in 2021 is that this trend is going to continue. People are going to stop worrying so much about if their Instagram grid aesthetically fits well together or if they're using the same tones and filters on every single photo. And people are going to start looking for, really, at the end of the day, does this Instagram serve me? Does this Instagram add value? Do I feel entertained, captivated, motivated, inspired, educated, or do I feel like I learned something from following this person? If not, if they're just another pretty face, I don't really have time for that, especially as a business owner or someone who's trying to grow a brand or a side hustle or build my tribe on social media. I don't have time to just look at another photoshopped body. I want to connect with people who are actually serving me on social media, and I guarantee your followers feel the same way. And so that's why I predict in 2021, a trend continuing towards a more natural, organic looking feed. My seventh prediction for Instagram in 2021 is an emphasis on Instagram shopping. I mean, we've talked about Reels. Reels have become a huge piece of the platform. But you know, another major transition or shift that happened on Instagram in 2020 was the introduction of this brand new tab at the bottom of our Instagram homepage that's all about shopping. They're really showing us that they're going to make an emphasis on shopping. They are highlighting business owners. They are trying to allow, especially brick and mortars, physical business owners, people who have apparel, people who have like a physical, tangible product to sell. They are really highlighting those people on social media and on Instagram. You know, they're really trying to promote them and give them a platform to sell their stuff. They're trying to recommend products to you in the same way that they recommend a reel to you, or they recommend, hey, you should follow this person. Or when you go to the Explore page, hey, you always watch nail videos. So here's a bunch of other nails videos to watch. The shopping page on Instagram, which I think is going to be more widely used as the year progresses, is going to be a place where you're getting really highly curated shopping advice. You're getting tips and products and recommendations of other businesses who you might not even follow, who are perfectly aligned with your past shopping habits. And while, yes, it is a little bit scary that Instagram has all of this data on us, and yes, it might be a little bit concerning that Instagram can that accurately predict what kind of sweater I want to buy in March of 2021, but hey, I think that this should be viewed as a positive thing for two reasons. Number one, as the consumer, it makes it a lot easier for us. We can find better products. We can get connected with brands that we otherwise wouldn't know existed. We might just turn to Lululemon or Nike. But now, because of the Instagram shopping tab, we have the ability to discover some small apparel brand that was started up by a mom and pop in their garage. That's as the consumer side of things. And then as the business owner side of things, I mean, this is directly Instagram trying to promote us. This is Instagram trying to help us out as business owners, as brands, as creatives online. Instagram is trying to promote us. They are literally giving us a platform to spread what we sell and to talk about our product and to serve people and connect with an audience who might not otherwise know we exist. So that's why my seventh prediction for Instagram in 2021 is just more of an emphasis on shopping. More shopping being done by the consumer and a lot more product and sales being made by business owners. So if you are especially a physical business owner, someone with physical products to sell, you need to set up your Instagram shopping. You need to make sure that your shopping tab is set up. You need to make sure your products are linked to your Instagram so you can actually sell. And if you want full tutorials on how to set up your shopping, how to use Reels, or anything else that I talked about in today's episode, I would highly recommend you check out my mom and I's new Instagram membership. That Instagram membership is called Insta Club Hub. And Insta Club Hub is right now, for less than a dollar a day, my mom and I will do 2 live trainings every single month. Additionally, you get access to a library of over 60 pre-recorded lessons that can answer all of your questions, like some of the ones I just talked about in this episode, like how do you set up shopping? How do you increase engagement on Reels? How do you upload and edit an IGTV? All of those are included inside the Insta Club Hub. And there's also a really great referral program. So after you join the Insta Club Hub, if you refer any of your friends, family members, maybe team members or business partners to join the Insta Club Hub, then you get your next month free. Oh, and if you decide that less than a dollar a day is too much and we aren't offering enough value for you and, you know, just Insta Club Hub isn't right for you, there's no minimum commitment. So you can cancel at any time. There's no surprise billing. If you don't feel like we are living up to everything that we promise with the Insta Club Hub, you can cancel at any time. So again, the Insta Club Hub is available for less than a dollar a day. And that price is likely to go up soon. That is not a marketing ploy. That is something that is going to happen. It's something we've been talking about in meetings. We're not pulling the trigger yet, but no, at the time that I'm recording this on January 18th, 2021, you can join Insta Club Hub for less than a dollar a day. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already, join now before the price goes up and join our other thousands of entrepreneurs and business owners who are growing their platform on Instagram and actually converting followers to customers, because that's our ultimate goal. We want to save you time so that you can start converting more followers into actual customers via Instagram. So the link to join Insta Club Hub today and lock in your price at $27, which of course I should note, if we do increase the price in the future, your price will stay locked in at $27 per month. But the link to join, of course, is in the show notes, or if you want to type it in on your browser, it's IG as in Instagram, IGmadesimple.com/podcast. IGmadesimple.com/podcast. And you can join Insta Club Hub today, again, for as little as a dollar a day. I'm so excited for our next Insta Club Hub live training, which is coming up in just about 9 days here. So I hope that I will be seeing you at that next live training. I hope you also learned a lot today from these Instagram predictions heading into 2021 in the remainder of the year. Keep these in mind. Continue to emphasize Reels and shopping. I think that's the two biggest takeaways on Instagram. Reels, shopping, and keep it authentic. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.